American Language Course, Book 17, Tape 1A. Hello. Please open your Language Laboratory Activities booklet to Tape 1A. Look at Figure 1. When I tell you to start, read the two phrases. Circle S if they are the same, or D if they are different. You will have 30 seconds to complete the exercise. Ready? Begin. Stop. Your time is up. Now check your answers. All of the answers are D, except number 3 and number 9. Now look at Figure 2. Listen to the first example.
She seems like an unselfish woman.
Repeat. She seems like an unselfish woman.
Good doctor.
Repeat. She seems like a good doctor. Now listen and substitute.
She seems like an unselfish woman.
Good doctor.
Repeat. She seems like a good doctor.
Hard worker.
Repeat. She seems like a hard worker.
Clever mechanic.
Repeat. She seems like a clever mechanic. Now look at the second example.
He looks like a salesman.
His brother.
Repeat. He looks like his brother.
A drill instructor.
Repeat. He looks like a drill instructor.
A Marine Corps officer.
Repeat. He looks like a Marine Corps officer.
Airman first class.
Repeat, he looks like an airman first class. Look at the third example.
I feel like $1 million.
A young person again.
Repeat, I feel like a young person again.
A truck ran over me.
Repeat, I feel like a truck ran over me.
Like a fish in the ocean.
Repeat, I feel like a fish in the ocean.
A new man.
Repeat, I feel like a new man. Look at the fourth example.
This room smells like old fish.
Strawberries.
Repeat, this room smells like strawberries.
Vanilla.
Repeat, this room smells like vanilla.
Smoke.
Repeat, this room smells like smoke.
French fries.
Repeat, this room smells like French fries. Now look at the last example.
The soup tastes like onions.
Oranges.
Repeat, the soup tastes like oranges.
Chocolate.
Repeat, the soup tastes like chocolate.
Soap.
Repeat, the soup tastes like soap.
Aspirin.
Repeat, the soup tastes like aspirin. Now look at figure three. Listen to the conversations and write the numbers that you hear. Number one.
My elderly aunt seems like a mother to me.
Oh, really? Why is that?
Well, you see, my parents died when I was six, and Aunt Ida raised me.
How many years did she take care of you?
Until I was 18. Since then, I've been on my own.
Now listen to number two and write the numbers.
What was the scariest thing that ever happened to you?
I think it was the time I found a snake in the dresser drawer.
A snake? For heaven's sakes, how did it get inside the house?
It happened when I was about 12 years old. We were living out in the country then. I guess it came inside to get warm.
Did you scream?
Boy, did I ever. I've always been afraid of snakes.
Number three.
Who is that handsome elderly gentleman on the sofa? The one who's talking to Captain Donahue.
He's Bill's uncle from Syracuse.
Did you notice that his socks don't match?
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure. Look, one is brown and one is gray.
Well, maybe you're right. He probably got dressed in the dark.
Now listen to the conversations again and check your answers. Number one.
My elderly aunt seems like a mother to me.
Oh, really? Why is that?
Well, you see, my parents died when I was six, and Aunt Ida raised me.
How many years did she take care of you?
Until I was 18. Since then, I've been on my own.
Number two.
What was the scariest thing that ever happened to you?
I think it was the time I found a snake in the dresser drawer.
A snake? For heaven's sake. How did he get inside the house?
It happened when I was about 12 years old. We were living out in the country then. I guess it came inside to get warm.
Did you scream?
Boy, did I ever. I've always been afraid of snakes.
Number three.
Who is that handsome elderly gentleman on the sofa? The one who's talking to Captain Donahue.
He's Bill's uncle from Syracuse.
Did you notice that his socks don't match?
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure. Look, one is brown and one is gray.
Well, maybe you're right. He probably got dressed in the dark.
The answers to number one are 6 and 18. The answer to number two is 12. There are two answers to number 3, 1 and 1. Now look at figure 4. Listen to the examples. Don't repeat.
Please take the engine apart.
It's already taken apart.
Please copy these letters.
They're already copied.
Now listen and change the sentence. Remember not to repeat the sentence. Change it. Then listen and repeat the correct sentence.
Please replace the spark plugs.
They're already replaced.
Please key in the data.
It's already keyed in.
Please assemble the parts.
They're already assembled.
Please shut down the computers.
They're already shut down.
Please copy these letters.
They're already copied.
Please check out the book for me.
It's already checked out.
Please wash the dishes.
They're already washed.
Please adjust the volume.
It's already adjusted.
Please print my orders.
They're already printed.
Please figure out these problems.
They're already figured out.
Please close the windows.
They're already closed.
Look at figure 5. Listen to a reading and select the main idea. Circle A, B, C, or D. First, listen to all of the reading. Tim Brown is a very famous popular singer. He sings both country western and rock music. He has performed in clubs and concerts all over the world. His performances are always well attended. One of the reasons Tim is so popular is that he is extremely handsome. He has thick, curly, black hair and big brown eyes. You can rely on the girls to scream when Timmy begins to sing. Now select the main idea. Let's check your answer. The correct answer is C. Tim Brown is a handsome and popular singer. Now look at figure 6. Repeat the words and the sentences. Number 1. Unselfish character. Unselfish character. Lieutenant Gregory has an unselfish character. He's always ready to help. Lieutenant Gregory has an unselfish character. He's always ready to help. Number 2. Elderly. Elderly. Gray. Gray. Anne is 75 years old. She's elderly. She has gray hair. Anne is 75 years old. She's elderly. She has gray hair. Number 3. Demand. Demand. The drill sergeant wanted an explanation. He demanded it. The drill sergeant wanted an explanation. He demanded it. Number 4. Demand. Demand. His demands weren't reasonable. His demands weren't reasonable. Number 5. Personality. Personality. Everyone likes Pam. She has a great personality. Everyone likes Pam. She has a great personality. Number 6. Glasses. Glasses. John can't see without his glasses. John can't see without his glasses. Number 7. Rely on. Rely on. Can we rely on your friend to take good care of our child? Can we rely on your friend to take good care of our child? Number 8. Handsome. Handsome. Some men are handsome, some women are pretty. Some men are handsome, some women are pretty. Number 9. Messy. Messy. Neat. Neat. Is her desk clean? No, it's messy. It's not neat. Is her desk clean? No, it's messy. It's not neat. Number 10. Trust. Trust. He's a responsible person. You can trust him. He's a responsible person. You can trust him. Number 11. Wavy. Wavy. His hair isn't straight. It's wavy. His hair isn't straight. It's wavy. Number 12. Scream. Scream. She saw a mouse and she screamed. She saw a mouse and she screamed. Look at figure 7 and listen to an announcement. Then answer the questions about the announcement. Here's the announcement. If you are looking for something to do this weekend, you may want to attend a performance of the musical comedy Annie Get Your Gun on stage this month at the Lincoln Theater on Fort Sam Houston at the corner of Carson and Gray. Performances begin at 8:30 p.m. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings. For information and reservations, call 555-4551. Now answer the questions. Circle A, B, C, or D. Number 1. What time do performances begin? Number 2. What kind of a performance is it? Number 3. What days will performances take place? Listen to the announcement again and check your answers. If you are looking for something to do this weekend, you may want to attend a performance of the musical comedy Annie Get Your Gun, on stage this month at the Lincoln Theater on Fort Sam Houston at the corner of Carson and Gray. Performances begin at 8:30 p.m. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings. For information and reservations, call 555-4551. The answer to number 1 is A, 8:30 p.m. Number 2 is C, a musical comedy. Number 3 is D, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. This is the end of tape 1A, book 17.